This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
We're going to hear from Brad Underwood in moments. He spoke to the media today. I assume Derek Piper, one of those, chatted in. Of course, the game against number two, is that right, Baylor? So it's fifth-ranked Illinois against number two, Baylor. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. our time, 9 p.m. Central on ESPN. So that's what
Dan
you got.
Dan Shulman and Dick Vitale.
Oh, really?
Are calling the game.
How old is Dick Vitale? Can you effort that when I talk to McLean? It is time to visit with the man, the pride of Monticello, McLean Stahl. How are you, buddy?
Good, Lon. How are you guys doing?
Good. What position for the Sages did you play?
Center, if you can believe that.
Well, no, I do. I totally believe that. Now, could you beat Jay Lehman's averages of 12 points, 8 boards a game? Close?
No, I didn't beat that.
Okay. But you were close. Well, you guys had so many good players that it's like not one person could average that much, right? I mean, you guys had good teams, didn't you?
Yeah, my junior year, we went to Super Sectionals. Yeah, we were really good that year.
What's that like to play in Supers?
it was a really good experience. We actually played over in Tolono, but got smoked by St. Joe, which was pretty unfortunate. But it was good fun.
Those Spartans, man, I tell you what. All right, McLean Stahl, Game Day Spirit. The online stadium sale starts this Saturday, 8 a.m., right, is when it kicks off?
Yeah, yes, sir. Online, it's going to be just like a traditional stadium sale, except, you know, this year we're doing it online due to COVID, of course. So the deals are going to kick on right at 8 a.m., so shop early for the best selection.
I love coming to Game Day Spirit, whichever location. Now, normally Neil is more up my speed than getting down on Green Street and trying to battle that. But, of course, when we do our show on Green Street, I always love going in that. But do you find that just online sales, I mean, are you just doing more and more of that, I assume?
Yeah, online, yeah. You know, just a lot of shoppers are really wanting to just be online right now. So, you know, we're really lucky that we have the web platform that we do, and we're able to, you know, market towards that. So we've done a lot of stuff online the past few months, and it's been going really well, and we're really appreciative for everybody that's been shopping with us. So I'm hoping to continue that.
Absolutely. And if you go to GameDaySpirit.com, it's a very easy website. And I mean that. I'm not saying that because when I get onto somebody's website and I can't figure it out, I'm off. I just hit the X and I'm like, I'm out. I can't figure it out. Yours is so simple with, you know, if you want to find men's whatever, women's whatever, you want to find Chief gear. I mean, you guys have tailored that. I don't know who did it. I'll give you the credit, McLean. I mean, you guys have tailored that to where it's easy to use, and that's huge.
Yeah, and I will 100% take the credit for that, Lon. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, it's really user-friendly. You know, we like to keep it as simple as we can for everybody.
Perfect. Now, you're going to have the same deals as you would a regular sale. It's just going to be online. So what are some of the things that people are going to be finding on Saturday? And by the way, the sale starts 8 a.m. Saturday, December 5th, and goes through midnight on Sunday, December 6th. So you've got all weekend to get those Christmas shopping and all your Illini gear for your fifth-ranked Illinois basketball team ready to roll. But what are some of the things that we're going to be seeing on that website?
Right, you know, just like I said, we're doing it pretty standard. We got our short sleeve tees starting at $6.99.
Nice.
We got sweatshirts starting at $19.99 this year. Since this is a little different with COVID, we're actually going to do a 2-pack of Illini masks from $9.99.
Nice.
Which we think will be a nice offering for everybody. Other than that, we have our traditional, you know, Illini items up to 80% off. And wow, this year we actually got a pretty big amount of surplus Illini equipment room items. So we're going to be selling those as well.
What does that mean, Illini equipment room surplus?
So that is exactly what all the athletes and the coaches at the U of I wear. They just had some extra, so they gifted that to us. So we're going to be selling that to all of Illini Nation.
That is cool. I mean, I know years ago I purchased a Kurt Kittner jersey at Game Day Spirit. Now, that's been a long time ago, but that's pretty cool. You can, I assume there's just like practice stuff and everything, right?
Yeah, it's basically all Nike stuff, so it's all really, sweet, you know, high-level stuff, top-of-the-end kind of stuff. So,
all right.
All really good.
Are you going to be there at 8 a.m. on Saturday ready to roll?
Physically?
You're going to be monitoring, right?
I'm going to be watching, yeah.
All right, GameDaySpirit.com. It starts 8 a.m. on Saturday, December 5th, which is this Saturday, and it ends at midnight on Sunday, December 6th. And you heard McLean right, some items 80% off. So it's a perfect time. And I always say, like, when you think of Illini gear, I always think of sweatshirts, jerseys, that kind of thing, pullovers, which I love, the hockey jersey. But you can also get some stuff for, like, stockings and little gifts for maybe kids that are younger, right?
Yeah, we have a huge youth selection for this stadium sale. We also have a bunch of those stocking stuffer. We call them novelties.
Sweet.
All kinds of stuff. As much as you can imagine, we got.
I love it, man. All right, McLean Stahl, it's always great to catch up with you. Game Day Spirit, you run a great, great store. And, of course, on Neil and also on Green. And join them this weekend for the online stadium sale, GameDaySpirit.com. McLean, thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. That is good stuff with McLean Stahl. He gets it done there, and you could tell that guy loves his job, and it shows. And again, and I've said this millions of times, and it's probably my worst attribute as a radio as a radio sports show host. I say the same things over and over, but I've said this 100 times. If I won the lottery tomorrow. Is tomorrow even a lottery day?
Any day can be a lottery day.
Well, one of the big ones, like the Mega and the Powerball, those are like Fridays and Saturdays or something. If I ever win that, I'm taking portions of that, and I'm just going to go shop for like a full day at Game Day Spirit.
I'm with you.
And Tommy Bahama.
If someone told me you got like five stores or something, Game Day's, and I'm not just saying this.
No,
Game
Day would be physically in my with five. Me. You're going to be like following me going line.
you
just won $280 million.
Lon, you take one shopping cart and fill it. I'll take another, and we'll see what we come up with.
I mean, there are times I'll go into Game Day Spirit, and there's literally like four things I want, and I just can't afford to buy all four.
Sure.
At the same time, so I'm like,
you got to choose.
So that's why I just want to go in. I want to do that, and then I want to hit a Tommy Bahama, and then I want to buy that island.
And that's why.
And then I'm done.
And that's why the stadium sale is nice, though. Like you said, the stocking stuffers.
Yes.
It was, I think, either last year or the year before, didn't know what to get a bunch of, you know, uncles who went to Illinois or
yes.
liked it. So we got some bobbleheads.
That's perfect.
And stuff like that. And they were on sale for like $10.
Yep.
And so it's like, well, you know, and Uncle John's taken care of. He's got his Red Grange bobblehead or
something.
There
you go. So. Or a Christmas ornament even.
Yeah.
I've got an Illini Christmas ornament. I also have some SIU ornaments and stuff. And even the mask. I thought the other day, I'm like, I need to get an SIU mask.
Like an Illinois mask.
Of course, yeah. I mean,
I just have a black one, which is fine. But
2 for $9.
Yeah, perfect.
That, boom, that's your first sale right there. That's your first click on Saturday. Fill up that shopping cart, as they say. Because I think you technically do, don't you?
Yeah, it's an online
shopping cart.
Not literally, yeah.
But yeah, you technically do that.
I like how you asked him if he would be there. I'm thinking, beware.
Can you, like, he's the one guy that has to, like, every click of the button, he's got to, like, write down or whatever. Or
like
okay.
An old, like, phone operator who was plugging in the buttons to different things.
McLean's got the first 8
to,
like, noon.
Keep something cranked to keep the website going, and so he's just, like, sitting on a bicycle cranking. Like,
hey, Susie, can you get me president whatever? I can do that. All right, when we come back, Brad Underwood from today, 18 minutes uninterrupted. That'll be big if you don't like me. But you'll hear him from the press conference in the media today. It is The Drive.
Due to social distancing guidelines, the much-anticipated Game Day Spirit Stadium sale is going online Saturday, December 5th at 8 a.m. at GameDaySpirit.com. Expect the same great deals you get at the stadium, all from the comfort of your own home. No lines, no crowds, just insane deals on Illini apparel, gifts, and decor. There will be rock-bottom prices on a huge assortment of Fighting Illini tees, jerseys, sweatshirts, hoodies, polos, outerwear, and more for every member of Illini Nation. The online stadium sale December 5th and 6th at GameDaySpirit.com.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time, knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
So you have to be a little bit on the physically fit side. I'm sure there's some testing that you have to do. Describe that, Kyle Hayden.
The biggest thing we like to do is we run them through what we call a probationary program. So basically they go through and they learn how to be a firefighter. They're taught how to be safe because obviously firefighting is a very dangerous job. So we go through lots of different ways of testing them through that to get them to the point of they can be a crew member and be the full-fledged firefighter that we want them to be.
God bless you, Kyle Hayden, because this is a different level when it's all for free. If you have a career and a job and you're paying the mortgage and all, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart and the fact you want to help.
Absolutely. And I think when it comes to it, most volunteers are that way. We hate whenever, you know, there's nobody around to help, because sometimes, unfortunately, small towns that happens, it has to go to the next fire department, for instance. But we all love helping people. It's why we get into it.
We really appreciate you coming in, and you're going to be our featured guy here. Kyle Hayden, you're the man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
Urbana Park District is coming to you. Introducing Urbana. Urbana is the Park District's new mobile recreation unit. Through a generous partnership with the Carl Foundation, bringing fun activities to a neighborhood near you will happen more frequently. Follow Urbana on Facebook and Instagram to see where it will be next. Remember, at Urbana Park District, you belong here. Visit urbanaparks.org for details.
And now, a poem from John Marshall, owner of PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
It was a week before Christmas, Dad shaking his head, for he had just realized the car's battery was dead. I heard him exclaim that the car would not run, so he was going to call 367-9481. Quick as a flash, and after the tow, all that remained were tracks in the snow. Finally, the phone rings, and I hear such a chatter. It was the folks at PDR telling Dad what was the matter. They put in a new battery, now it's charging just right. The oil was good and that wheels were all tight. I could not hear the last words that they said. Only my father's yes, he would keep Christ in Christmas, smiling while nodding his head.
For all your automotive needs, contact PDR Automotive at 367-9481. That's 217-367-9481. Or visit their website, pdrauto.com. That's pdrauto.com. You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Just spinning all the favorites today. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Derek Piper on assignment. Trevor Valise filling in. You'll fill in tomorrow. You're not really filling in. You're here
every
day.
I'm always here, but
so I don't know why I would say that. You're the co-host today.
Dick Vitale is 82 years old.
Is he really?
Yep.
Good for him. Good for him. I wonder what his career earnings. I bet he's done pretty well.
Good question. I mean, before he was even an announcer, of course, he coached
at
Detroit.
Yep.
And
Marquette, right?
Yeah.
Marquette.
For some reason, I had Rutgers in my head, but I don't think he coached at Rutgers.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I know he lives down in Florida, and I cannot remember. It's not Naples.
He was an assistant coach at Rutgers under Dick Lloyd for 2 years.
Oh, the old Dick Lloyd.
Then he was at the University of Detroit to be their head coach. He had a 78-30 record, including a 21-game win streak, which set a program record.
He had some diaper dandies, baby. Isn't that crazy?
And then Detroit defeated Marquette.
Ah.
Who was the eventual champion that season during the 1977 season.
So then Marquette said, we like that dude.
And he also coached for the Pistons.
Oh, that's right.
For 2 years.
Okay.
He wasn't very good, but... So, I mean, on top of all that, which will get you a nice salary, he's now the guy at ESPN and has been for almost 40 or plus 40 years.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, when you think of ESPN, you think of like Chris Berman, Bob Lee...
Did a lot.
And really, you know, Berman and Vitale are the only ones left.
That's, I was going to say. I mean,
not
Patrick,
that they've passed away. I mean, Bob Lee is still out there, but he's retired. You know, Olbermann moved
Olbermann
on.
And Patrick.
Rich Eisen has moved on. Dan Patrick has moved on. So
it's crazy. Yeah, a lot of those guys. Rich, what's his face is still there. Kenny Mayne, every once in a while.
Yeah, he does late night Sports Center sometimes.
He's funny.
I'm going to look up career earnings.
Okay. Dick Vitale. I told you my Vitale story, right? When I was doing a live shot when I worked at WAND. Illinois was ranked
I don't know if you did.
Okay, Illinois was ranked like 10th in the country, and Michigan State was in or something, so big game, and Vitale joined. He was going to join me for a live shot around 6:20, so he shows up about 6:15. I don't know if Kent probably or somebody or Derek brought him up. We were like three sections, or we were like in the section like below C section. Not, okay, hold on. When the guys that run around with the flag, so in the aisle, in other words, I don't know where I'm going here, but anyway, so he comes up and I'm like, hey, Dick, how are you, man? And so I said, hey, we're on in 2 minutes. And he goes, okay, 2 minutes. And he's like, perfect. And he's like, so what do you think, man? I mean, what do you think of this? What do you think of Kripalia? And I'm like, well, I mean, he's just a guy that comes in and just kind of gets that garbage rebound. And, you know, he can get you a couple points. And if he scores six or more, Illinois usually does this. And he's like, what do you think of Lucas? You know, and I'm telling him all this stuff. And I said, well, I really love Frank. I mean, Frank's the heart and soul of his team, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, hold on. We're on in 10. So, you know, we do the countdown. I'm like, Ron Rector sends it to me. I'm like, hey, Ron, yeah, we are here, you know, Assembly Hall tonight. It's Illinois against Michigan State. Dick Vitale joins me live. And I'm like, Dick, you know, what do you think of this game? Let me tell you, baby. And he just immediately spits out everything I just told him. And I was like, what? He's like, Demir Kripalia. Now, he's one of those guys. Now, Lon, if he gets you 6 points, watch out, baby. Illinois not losing tonight. And then he just goes on and on, and I'm just sitting there smiling. So then we get done, and I'm like, all right, well, there you go. You know, Ron will have all the action and the interviews and blah, blah, blah tonight at 10, reporting live from the Assembly Hall on WAND Sports. So immediately, Dick's like, thanks for the info, baby. And he just, like, totally leaves and just runs down to the court.
That's
like
a good impression, by the way.
That wasn't bad. For me,
he makes $3 million a year.
Wow.
For ESPN right now.
Just to do something he loves.
Yep.
And at 82 years old, he still does it.
That's a good story.
I'm not kidding you, though. He spit out he even got to the point. He's like, let me tell you, though, Frank Williams, he is the heart and soul of this basketball. I'm just like, yeah, I know. I just told you that.
That's funny.
He was awesome, though. Dick, yeah, I know a lot of people. You know, you've kind of like back in the 89, the Flying Illini days, he was the guy, right? I mean, and he helped make that 89 Flying Illini team. And he still says it's one of the best college basketball teams he's ever seen. But I know that, you know, he kind of got that East Coast bias thing, right? He kind of got the Duke and the Carolina.
He's transitioned out of the main 1A role and they've replaced him with Billis.
Right.
He still does stuff, but he's not on like the tier A plus game.
Exactly.
So they're trying to like, it's one of those things where you're never, ever going to tell Dick Vitale to go home.
No.
He's been around more than the people who are in charge of him have been around.
That's true.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, and I just think for a lot of Illini fans, I think at some point we got to the point where it's like, oh, okay, it's Duke. And,
well, there was the standing on his head thing, right?
Yeah,
where
he said after they lost to Austin Peay, right?
So, you know.
Well, but I'll always like Dick Vitale. Sure. I think he's great for college basketball, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun to have him kind of clamor about Illinois because he'll say a lot of good things about whatever media guy around the area tells him all, like Jeremy, or not Jeremy, but Piper. When Piper tells him everything he needs to know about Illinois, then he's going to go on tomorrow night and just wax poetic about him.
There you go.
We'll see what happens. All right, Brad Underwood, speaking of Derek Piper, was interviewing today, as were a lot of other media members, interviewing Brad Underwood as they get ready, number 5, Illinois, against number 2, Baylor, tomorrow night in Indianapolis. We wanted you to hear what Brad Underwood had to say today.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, as we did. So it's on to the next. We're very, very excited to be a part of the Jimmy V. It's something that was not on the original schedule for this season. But as things started developing with COVID and games were canceled, this became a priority, really, in terms of a great opponent, great event. and then it ends up in Indy. The proximity for us in terms of our travel was a part of this as well. So we're excited as heck to be a part of it. We face a great Baylor team coming off a three-game MTE, which I'm really proud of our guys. I'm really proud of our opponents in terms of staying COVID-free, handling all the testing, getting up at 5:30 every morning to test the early games. So it was a long weekend from that standpoint in terms of sleep and the quick turnarounds. Obviously, we got a couple of good ones out of the way early in terms of you know, just getting guys minutes, and then we faced a really, really good Ohio team. And as is the case, and so often we see this a lot already this year, if you're old and you're a veteran team, you're going to be good. And that's an old veteran team that has every piece to the puzzle, from wing shooters to a very adequate big who's very good in pick and rolls and very athletic, and then a four-man who can space and shoot, and then an NBA point guard. And we were not our best. You know, I thought we were very, very flat emotionally. That was very evident in our free throw shooting. But we did what we had to do to find a way to win. That came from a variety of people, not just Io making the free throws or DeMonte making the three. There were some huge plays in there by Adam Miller. Huge play by Trent setting up DeMonte. Trent also hit the three before, and then we made a couple of good plays on the defensive end. So we got tested. We needed to be tested. We needed to be stressed. These young guys needed to find out that college basketball isn't 50-point blowouts and seeing the ball go in every time because you're open. On to the next, and we get a Baylor team that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. I've known Scott for almost 30 years. We go way back to my days at Western Illinois and his days as working for his dad at Valpo. Still to this day is one of the tougher defeats I've ever had. We lost a triple overtime game to Valpo to go to the NCAA tournament on their court. His brother Bryce hit a hell of a tough shot to beat us. So we've grown up together. And obviously being in the Big 12 as many years as I was, to see what he's done with the evolution of that program is quite remarkable. So we've known each other for a long time. And obviously, in my opinion, he doesn't get near enough credit for how good a coach he is and all the ways that he's done it, whether it's with really long athletic guys and play zone. We're now pressure man to man, and he's evolved and he's had a lot of changes to his system that have allowed him to win. So great challenge. They're number two in the country for a reason. And, you know, they're to do what they did last year with 23 straight wins to me is remarkable. Being a part of that league as I was, I have tremendous respect for that streak. And a lot of those guys are back. So it'll be a great test for us and one we're excited for. And we're going to have to play very well and very hard to win.
Talked to Io this morning. He didn't really pull any punches. Called this a legacy game and an opportunity maybe to prove something in a top five matchup. I'm just curious kind of what your thoughts are on the stakes of this game, I suppose.
Yeah, Those games become Final Four games for me. It's a great opportunity. It's a great challenge. It's a great team. We're not even a week into the season yet. So we're right about, you know, so there's a lot of room to grow yet with this group and continue to but it's a great challenge. And you want to find out where you're at and you want to see what you can get exposed by or what you can do against quality opponents. And they got quality guards, and that challenge is going to be fun. But you know, I wouldn't say it's that. It's a great opportunity and a great event, and we relish that opportunity, and it's very exciting to be a part of that.
Good afternoon, Brad. I was wondering with Kofi, I know you weren't with him a lot of the offseason because of the pandemic, but what were areas you saw him grow the most or have seen him grow the most in the last 6 or 7 months?
Yeah, I think mentally, there's obviously some physical changes. He's heavier. He's in better shape. His body fat's down. That's a big piece of this. And then I think the other thing is just, you know, his left hand is better. You can't just sit and not sit on that left shoulder and let him shoot a right hand jump hook or turn that way. He can go the other way now. And he's worked very, very hard on that. He's comfortable with that. You know, he's got a much better understanding of when to, we call it leg whip or seal. He's got a much better understanding of the timing and when to do that. And that's just growth from understanding the game, having a better understanding of what we're trying to do offensively. You know, I think understanding where we're trying to get him the ball is something he's, you know, he's grasping and he's understanding that. So, you know, and then I think just the understanding of he's seen it all now, and it's not a new experience. And now there's a veteran mentality to what he does, and that comes with confidence. And we've seen a lot of growth in him. There's no doubt, especially in the mental part of it.
In this game, obviously, they have this team that you can spread it out. They can go small ball, all those things. What's the key in a game like this to get him going and to use his physical advantages against a team like this?
Yeah, well, they do it. They've done a great job against almost everybody they've played that's had physical size. You know, they're going to front him. They'll sit on his lap. He won't have much room to move. It's a game that they do what they do. They're a unique team in terms of the way they force baseline and their rotations. They do a ton of switching. And again, it's just about taking the opportunities when they're there and understanding when those are and not trying to force it. And then the other thing is what we always do is go chase it on the offensive glass. So we've got to continue to do that and understand it's not going to be there every trip, but we're going to look there every trip and we may not be able to throw it, but he does occupy and you do have to account for him. And then there's a lot of validity to helping other guys because of the attention he draws.
Hey, Coach, when you schedule a game like this, how much are you thinking about resume, wanting to get tested before Big Ten play? What goes through your mind when you see this challenge and feel like it's a good one for you guys?
Most years I would think that's a lot. You know, I would think about that, you know, as a big 99.9% of the reason we want to play in these games. Obviously, COVID 2020 has been about the games and just being able to play the games, and the opportunity presented itself. And I want to say, you know, we knew when there was a shortened season, we weren't going to need much playing 20 league games or whatever we needed. It's going to be a completely different look this year. But I have said it since I've been here, you know, we want to play good people and quality people. We lost the MTE, we lost Arizona. So that was an opportunity to play against a very good opponent in a great event. And when that possibility happened, we jumped on it. And to be honest, the net rankings or any of that other nonsense we haven't thought didn't weigh into us playing the game. It was more about just being COVID 2020. And this is a game that is against a great opponent. We can play it. We get the opportunity to play.
It was 16 years ago to this day that Illinois was part of a top five matchup in the regular season, number five Illinois, number one Wake Forest. What does that say to you? What does it say to you about what's ahead of for your program?
I hope we have the same outcome. I think it was – Derek, I'm proud. It's exciting for everybody. I'm disappointed you all don't get to come to the venues and the games and the fans don't, and that's sad. But it's nice to see. I don't live for the rankings. My daughter had to tell me last night, I did not know, even all through practice, I walked in and I did not know that we were in the top five till my daughters told me when we got home. That's how little I pay attention to it. It's nice to be there, but it's, we're a week into the season and, we're a good basketball team and we got a great matchup coming and we got, great couple weeks and 20 conference games to play yet.
Hey, Brad, you mentioned, Io's in this frame of mind. Is there anything, we know him as a hard worker to begin with, but is there anything you can point to on a day-to-day thing when you see him and say, yeah, he's maybe locked in a different way today?
Yeah, it's just a play. I don't know how to explain it. It's just a place. Trent's in that place, too. Yesterday in practice, there wasn't any nonsense. Everything was very matter of fact. Everything was very calculated. Everything was very, very, it's just hard to say. It's not that they're not that every day. It was just at a different level.
And then with Io, obviously that confidence radiates down, but he speaks so calmly about this game. He mentions that it's a big game, but you didn't see him, act like he was too hyped up for it. I mean, does that also kind of fall down and trickle down to the rest of those guys when you're All-American is kind of level-headed about this?
I think so. Io's just, like I said, Io's got an unbelievable confidence, which he should have. He might be the best guard in the country. And he's going to go up against a couple others that are right there with him. It's great to have that confidence, and it's great for our guys to know that we have him and that he's out there and that he can do some things and he can be a steadying factor and he will be. And that's just part of having a junior who's a really, really good player.
Coach, you talked about at the beginning your younger players learning that not every game is going to be a blowout. What has practice been like now that they do have a couple games under their belt? Is it easier to kind of point things out that you can relate to for tape?
Yeah, we actually practiced Saturday. With the NCAA rules, we had to take Sunday off. We have to take our 1 day a week off. So we actually came back on Saturday and had a really productive practice after the Ohio game and pretty lengthy film session. We made a lot of mistakes at both ends of the court in that game. So it was about cleaning some of those up. It was about, continuing to understand that there's a bigger picture. It was a game that we were fortunate, in my opinion, to win. We had guys that made the right plays, but again, I thought, and give Ohio a lot of credit, and especially Preston, they controlled the tempo of that game. We've tried to solidify some of the things we didn't do well and most importantly, understand that, the mental component of this is just as important as the physical. And that was getting ready to play and emotionally being ready to play and how a very good Ohio team was amped and, they were tearing down the locker room. Before the game with their energy, and we got their best, and we're going to get that. And that was a great way for us to learn that lesson as well, and still find a way to win.
I'm just wondering how different travel is this year. What you're expecting, or what you have planned there. Just some teams are taking multiple buses, or even different planes and the spreading out. I'm sure there's a million things I'm not thinking of here, but just how different will that be? And how do you keep that from kind of not letting it disrupt guys who are so routine oriented?
Well, I think one of the things, and this is still something we're working through with when it comes to league play, is day of travel. Now we're not doing that. We're going to go in late tonight. Our plan is not to get in there till 10 o'clock tonight. So that way it's just literally watch film, go to bed. And we'll wake up tomorrow, but it's very different. I walk in and our trainer and our managers throw me a big wad of all wrapped in a little baggie of wipes, you know, to wipe down the rooms. And our guys are not going to be able to leave their rooms. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to mingle in the lobbies. We have to wear a mask everywhere we go. We're traveling with our nurses who provide the antigen test for us. So those travel with us when we get to the sites. And we did our PCR test this morning through the university. We'll do our antigen test right after practice. So we'll know getting on the bus if we would happen to have, you know, anything go haywire. And then we'll test again in the morning. So, you know, you factor testing into all of your issues, but I'm not a very big fan of the hotels. I'm not very big fan of the pregame meal stuff and other people serving. That's been a problem, I know, for some of the football programs around the country. So Joey has been very diligent. Joey Biggs has been very diligent in trying to figure out how all that gets handled. But it's a great question, Shannon. It's very different. And I'll be honest, I'm trying to find a way to travel day of in some conference games so we can avoid hotels and all that possibility of exposure.
Yeah, Coach, just kind of piggybacking off of what Shannon said there, Io mentioned that this is kind of a game that normally Duke, Kentucky, Kansas play for two schools that aren't traditional blue bloods to get the national spotlight. I mean, this is thrilling for Illinois Nation. I'm sure it's fun for you to see Illinois back in a Jimmy V primetime main event.
Yeah, it's where we belong. That part I'm proud of. This is where we belong. We should be in these games. And we've got the best fan base in the country. We travel in a normal year. This place would be rocking if it was in the Garden. You know, I've said it, the greatest satisfaction to me right now today is that this was the 11th ranked program in the history of college basketball. And we're at that level right now. And we've got that, and we're not picked 10th, 12th, 13th in the league. We're playing in the Jimmy V, on national TV against the second ranked team in the country. And Scott's had that thing there for a lot of years, and you know, that's exciting. It's not something that we take for granted, but I do think it's where we should be, and it's nice to be back there and have our chance to play on that stage.
That is Brad Underwood, your Fighting Illini basketball coach, and I always hate listening to 18 minutes and then only talking about the last answer.
Makes it sound like we weren't listening. Which we were.
We were, actually, while we were making our bets on FanDuel. But honestly, in all honesty, it's so true, and we've talked about this through the years, that the years that Illinois is playing Wake Forest or Georgia Tech in the Big Ten ACC, or they're playing some lower team at the United Center, you know, like whoever, UIC.
Robo-creps.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you just know going in, it's like, well, it's not going to be that great of a year.
Well, it's a lose-lose, too.
Yeah.
In terms of the game, right?
Correct.
Because you either beat Georgia Tech at the United Center by 5, and it's like, all right.
Okay.
Or you lose to Georgia Tech, and you're like, oh, that's where we are as a program.
Right.
Okay.
So now that you stare at this and you see that you're playing Baylor, the number two team in the country, KenPom number one,
mm-hmm.
and this is a team, we were just looking at some stats, that's what we were doing. During the Brad
really,
Underwood.
Really, though, we were.
And there are, what did I say, 9 guys averaging 12 or more minutes for Baylor. They are deep. Jared Butler is the kid's name.
He's going to probably be their top prospect on that team.
Okay, Trent, 6'3 guard. I assume Trent's going to check him.
Probably. And I think their biggest strength is the depth.
I got a hot take.
Okay.
Adam Miller.
On Butler?
Is going to check.
He's got to check somebody.
I mean, he does. They're built the same. Like, Adam Miller's big.
He is big. For a freshman, I think we kind of got spoiled by how Io has progressed and developed.
Yeah. Yes.
But Io did not look like Adam Miller looks right now as a freshman.
No.
Io was a skinny little kid. I mean, he was great, but he was skinny.
Yes. And
Adam does not look skinny. He's got a little bit of bully ball to him.
He does. He totally does. Butler's 6'3", 195. So you can tell that that I mean he's a guy. What is Miller? What is her? What are his? I'm looking right now. Let me see if I can find it. Nope, I can't.
But maybe. I really think the depth. While you're looking there, the depth is going to be interesting because I think Baylor's biggest strength is not that they have the one guy who's going to be the guy,
right?
Which is Io.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like 4 70% IOs.
Yes.
And so the question becomes, is 4 70% IOs going to outweigh 100% IO and whoever happens to team up with him? Because this can't be the IO show.
Correct.
Featuring a cast of side characters who show up here and there.
I'm with you on that.
Right? And so when Georgie comes off the bench and you've got, and no offense to Andre Curbelo, he's been good, yeah. But he's been good and bad. That's a freshman for you. That's fine.
No doubt.
But when IO needs a blow and Georgie's in for Kofi, And you just suddenly there's a lineup with Grandison and Adam, who's a freshman, and Andre, who's a freshman, and Georgie out there. That's kind of when I would think that Baylor might be able to not assert their dominance necessarily, but they have the edge in terms of depth.
That's fair.
Because they have like 4 or 5 legit guys, whereas you have 1 to 2 legit guys.
That's right? Fair. And I'm back to this thing. I think I'm overthinking it. I mean, I think you probably put Trent 6'2", 175. I'm worried about Butler's strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Adam Miller, on the other hand, is 6'3", matches up height-wise, 180. So he's about 13 pounds less. Okay. But now the other guy, Demonte Williams, 6'3", 215. But yeah. I don't think you're going to need Demonte to guard a bigger guy underneath.
Probably. I don't know how their bigs line up versus their front court versus Ditto. Their back court. I just know that they have a lot of really good players. And I know that they are not completely positionless, but they have the type of lineup that you would like to have in college basketball these days, where you've got 4 different guys between 6'3 and 6'5, lanky, can shoot it, can dunk, just these athletic dudes.
Exactly.
And so I'm not necessarily worried about that. I don't think Baylor's going to come out and hammer you.
Mm-mm.
The line is Baylor -5.5.
Okay.
But that sounds about right to me. Like, I could see, unless Io just goes ballistic with more late-game heroics.
That's a big line for a...
It is.
2 against 5.
Because Duke, Michigan State, I believe, 3 against 6 right now or whatever, and it's 3.5.
Mm.
And then Kansas, Kentucky is 6 against 10, and it's, I think, 4.
Yeah.
So 5.5 is a big line.
That is a big line.
But I can see, Baylor makes the headier play late.
Right.
They hit 2 free throws. You foul them, they hit 2 more free throws, and Baylor wins 75-70.
Yeah, I can see that.
And there's your 5.
Don't ever say that score again.
Why?
Wasn't that the national championship score?
Yeah, I think it was. Sorry. Have I told you that, because I was, 10 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was 8 at the time, and so I didn't really remember it. And I went back for the first time, truly, and sat there and watched the whole thing on YouTube. I think this was like 3 years ago, and I was so angry by the end of it because you had so many shots to win the game.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was tied at 70.
Right, you had like 3 good looks from 3.
Luther and Darren both had a look.
All 3 of them rimmed out.
Yep.
And I was so frustrated by the end of that game.
I remember looking skyward to the good Lord, who could care less about that game, right? This is me to a T, though, and my mom gets so mad at me. But I'm like, you just aren't going to let us win a game, are you? You're just not going to let us do it.
It feels like that, right?
When you
get those looks and they rim out and then the fouls. And
I mean, how many shots did Luther and Darren make from that spot all season? And 2 point-blank looks
and nope.
Rim out.
Yep.
And I'm just like, you're not going to let us win it, are you?
Right.
You're not going to do it. You're going to let North Carolina in those cheating. I better stop before I start to curse and I would lose my job 10 years in. By the way, Heath said on the College of Aces text line that pretty sure Dickie V lives in Orlando. He was living in Bradenton, which is where I was just at.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there was used to be a restaurant called the Broken Egg. And I was down there one time years ago, walked in for breakfast, started talking to a guy, shocking. And we were talking about sports. And he's like, you like sports, obviously. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, Dick Vitale was just here. He left like 10 minutes before he got here. I'm like, dang it. But I think he hung out at that restaurant all the time. But now he's in like Lake Ranch or something. I don't even know where that's at.
He's a big Tampa guy.
Yeah,
exactly. He loves the Rays. He's always tweeting about the Rays.
Good call.
And the Lightning as well. So.
I told you that I met, who's the hockey dude for ESPN?
Barry Melrose.
I told you I met him at the Drunken Clam.
That's right.
I just walked over to the bar one night. It's across the street from the beach there in St. Pete Beach. And the bartender, Chris, who now has his own bar down there on the beach, was like, Lon, he remembered, because every time I would go down there, I'd go talk to Chris. He was a hockey guy. And he was so amused that I was from the Midwest and loved hockey. I'm like, why is that amusing? I don't get it. And he's like, I just never meet anybody from the Midwest that likes hockey. So he would always turn on the Blues game for me. But one day I walked in there and he's like, Lon, I'm so glad you came in. Come here, I'm gonna introduce you to Barry Melrose. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's pretty awesome.
And Melrose was there and didn't give me the time of day.
Well,
he did, kind of, but he
not
was,
really.
Chris is like, hey, Barry, I want you to meet, this is Lon, he's a big Blues fan, big hockey guy, and he was smoking a cigar, and he just shook my hand. He's like, nice to meet you, and I'm like, nice to meet you. I said, you do a great job on ESPN. He's like, thank you, and I just turned around. Yeah. I didn't want to, so it's not like he was, like, overly excited to meet
me. Right.
Unlike
Dickie V, who was so excited to see you that he mimicked everything you said on live TV.
Exactly. All right. It is Day of Giving. Don't forget, you've got, well, really the rest of the day, but Rob Dahlhaus, see you at home. They're going to still be out on Neal and Windsor until 6 o'clock. You can write him a check. Just write it to see you. That's see you at home. And any amount you give is being matched today. Champagne Asphalt Deuce Construction matching up to $25,000.
That's
incredible.
Awesome.
So you can give money, you can give a check, you can pay credit card out there, or bank card, I assume, and you can also go to the website and make a donation here on Day of Giving. So great stuff there. All right, we have to take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap it up next. It is The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Long's Garage is the longest-running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC-certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust, 367-3942.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at ABC Heating and AC.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Latte Trevor Valise today. Derek Piper on assignment. Indy tomorrow night. Illinois, Indianapolis. Yeah.
That's where it's all going to be.
Did I say Illinois, Indianapolis? Illinois, Baylor.
I knew what you meant.
At Indianapolis. 9 p.m.
Yep.
Central time. ESPN. And like you said, probably about 9:15, 9:20.
Unless, and I haven't gotten a solid answer on when the first game starts.
Right.
So unless that game starts with plenty of leeway, I think it'll probably be more like 9:30.
Okay. Tonight, you've got a couple of big games. Is this not part of the Maui?
No, this is the Champions Classic.
Okay.
That they started where all four of these teams essentially round robin and rotate every year playing one another, which I think is great.
Is it the same four?
Yep, same four. They've established it, and it's I think it's happened like 6 or 7 years
now. How fair is that?
What's funny is, I mean, they're all still that good. Right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
There hasn't even been one year where like one of the four teams is kind of off.
So it's Kansas against Kentucky.
Mm-hmm, which Kentucky coming off that loss to Richmond, who's, I mean, Richmond's ranked good 50th team in KenPom, yeah. Okay? So they're better than most other high major teams. So don't just think, oh, they lost to Richmond. That's a terrible loss.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great if you're Kentucky losing at home. But Richmond's going to end up being like a quad one or quad two loss. So.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I told you, no wonder that guys go to Kentucky. I flipped on ESPN.com, and on the front page is something about Kentucky. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you go to Kentucky?
There they are, right there.
I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious.
Well, they had Calipari on during the NBA draft for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they have a show they did with him last year?
And it's basically free advertising.
That's all it is.
Because they just fawn over him.
ESPN just buys into that. ESPN TV, that is.
Right.
And obviously on the net or on the web. But then you have, okay, so Kansas, Kentucky, Kansas should be the favorite there.
Kansas minus -5 right now.
Okay.
Maybe you think Kentucky has the sort of chip or edge in the sense that no one's thinking they're going to win this game if they can't beat Richmond at home. It's just another one of those years where Kentucky has really good talent, but they're all freshmen.
Yep.
So it's like, well, they got to learn. And I don't know if learning against number 6 Kansas, who just, you know, their only loss is to Gonzaga.
Wow.
And Gonzaga's number 1.
Right.
So Kansas is pretty darn good,
okay,
as always. So you're expecting Kansas to probably take care of business in that one, but it's going to be a good game no matter what. I'm more interested in the other game.
Yeah, though. The Duke-Michigan State. Is that the first one? First game of the night, Duke-Michigan State. Michigan State, a 3.5-point dog to Duke. Now, I have no idea. I'm excited to watch this game, not only because, obviously, Michigan State's in your conference, but you're a week away, essentially, from playing Duke.
Yeah, so it's like a double scouting event for Illinois fans.
Perfect.
Right? They start at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
So that's 35 minutes from now.
Got it. All right, so 6:30, you've got Duke, Michigan State. I'll say this. Michigan State, 3.5-point dog. I would take the 3.5.
I'm with you.
I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think that game comes down to the wire. I think Kansas probably an 8-point winner over Kentucky.
I think Michigan State is being slept on in the conversation of those top 3 or 4 teams in the Big Ten. Nobody's sleeping on Tom Izzo.
Well, you lose Tillman, lose Cassius.
But, I mean, Rocket Watts is great.
Mm-hmm.
He's been spelled also by Foster Lawyer, who's been great.
Yeah.
Joey Hauser is a transfer from Marquette for them. He's averaging 15 a game so far.
Wow.
I mean, Rocket Watts has been good. Bingham has been good. They just have, it's one of those teams
they
where
you
look at them and you go, nobody is better than like a B-plus player on this team, but somehow they have Final Four capacity
because of
Izzo and what he does with that team.
It's amazing. It truly is amazing.
That's sort of a battle between Izzo and his sort of veteran-style underrated team versus Duke. Tons of freshman talent.
I love it.
But sometimes they get bounced early with that freshman talent. So I like Michigan State tonight.
I'm anxious to see Duke because I want to see how Illinois matches up with them. All right. Want to thank Rob Dahlhaus. Good stuff today. McLean Stahl. It's Day of Giving, of course. And then McLean Stahl from Game Day Spirit. They've got their stadium sale online. GameDaySpirit.com starts at Saturday, 8 a.m. Runs through midnight on Sunday. Thanks for filling in again.
Yeah, no problem.
Again, you're not filling in.
That's fine. We'll run it back tomorrow.
Taking more of a prominent role.
Derek's got a pretty legitimate excuse to go see a top 5 basketball game. So
we're going to let him off to do that tomorrow as well. So and we'll hear from Derek Piper tomorrow. Hopefully hear from a Baylor guy as well. Everybody have a great night. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.